Of course I know the rules. How has been my ways before this ceremony? Before this meeting here, before Evansville. Tonight being a horse, couldn't preach. I'm thankful that I have another gift. Don't need any preaching. Well, God can do the preaching. That right. That God knows preaching. I don't want to preach tonight. That's the reason let me be horse. Here stands a lady I've never seen in my life. Know nothing about her. We're strangers, aren't we? Don't know each other. Never seen one another. Therefore, if the woman's here, I've never seen her. We're years different than our age. Maybe raised miles apart. But God knows her, don't you believe that? He knows me. Now, by a vision, he can tell me what's wrong with her. Do you believe that? That is this. If Jesus has risen from the dead, if Jesus was standing here, he'd know what was wrong with her, wouldn't he? And he said, the things that I do, shall you also. Is that right? We'll be thanking for that. And we know that he's here. And we'll do just exactly what he said he would do. I want to talk to her just a minute. Like he did the woman at the well. Contact your spirit. Does anybody here know this woman? Then you know what's wrong with her. Then if God Almighty will reveal by a vision what's wrong with this woman, then you'll accept him as your healer. Will you do it? How many will do it? Raise your hand and say, I'll believe it. I want to talk to her. I'm your brother, sister. I don't know you. But when Jesus talked to a woman at the well, it wasn't very long for he found out what her trouble was. She had five husbands. That was her trouble. Yours may be tumor, gallbladder trouble. I don't know. Maybe cancer. I don't know. But he does know. And if he can, in his power, reveal your trouble, will you accept your healing? You will. You believe I'm able to do this through Jesus Christ? It's not exactly for yourself. That shocked you, didn't it? I've seen two boys. They're aged, so they're brothers to you. And one of them thinks that I have an operation. It's for a rupture. And the other one has heart trouble and some kind of a cough, asthmatic cough. You are a Christian, but neither one of those are Christians. You are praying for their soul. Is that right? Is that what was said right? That was me making the murder, but it was him doing the talking. You believe you shall receive what you've asked for? Could the congregation hear that? If you could raise up your hand. But I just didn't know how much. When I come out of that building a few moments ago, I couldn't whisper. And so I come over here by faith. But he's here. Now come here just a minute. Our Heavenly Father, you know the condition of the woman, the desire of her heart. I pray that you'll grant it. May she receive just what she's come for. When my hands laid upon her, as your servant, I ask this blessing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. He who could tell me what was in life can tell me what will be in life. You go believing just what you heard, you'll receive just what you believe. God bless you. Mm-hmm. Let's say amen. Let's say praise the Lord. God is the object of worship. God knows all things. So He never leaves us, nor forsakes us. How many out there hasn't got a prayer card? Wants God to heal you, raise your hand. Raise up your hand and say, I want God to heal me. You're praying. I appreciate you. You have faith. I know God will help you and will heal you. How do you do, sir? I suppose you and I are strangers. Yes, sir. Never saw me before. All right. They're getting your voice on that mic there. And but if we've never seen one another before, no contact tonight, yet God knows both of us, doesn't He? He does. Well, He can reveal to me what your trouble is. And then if He can reveal your trouble, you're conscious that something's taking place. Because it's the angel of the Lord. Yet I don't know why he let me be hoarse. It's for a purpose. Sure it is. Maybe to keep me from preaching. Maybe to hold me back just a little bit. I go like a house on fire. Yes, it's light me up once in a while. You do. Same trouble. Well, a lot of times God has to sometimes to bring us to a place where we can recognize Him. That's right. You have some kind of a kidney condition. Isn't that right? And you have a heart trouble. That's right. Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And above all that, one of the greatest things you need is Jesus Christ to be your Savior. Yes, sir. You're not saved yet. You've put it off a long time, haven't you, then? Hair's turning gray. The Lord's frosting for eternity. He's been good to you, hasn't He? You want to accept Him now? Here's the thing. You want to accept Him. God bless you, then. Come here. Heavenly Father, forgive every sin. Run it tonight. And may the friction of His body leave. That demon, I curse thee in Jesus' name. Come out of him. May this man go in peace and be made whole. For God's glory, we ask it in Christ. Look here, my brother. Your sins are forgiven. You're going to get well. And you're going to live a different life now. Go join some good full gospel church and receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And God bless you. Let us say praise the Lord. You've got everything in your heart, sister. Will reveal to me here what your trouble is when you accept your healing. You're saying a praying. That's only a contact. You're very bad servant. You have a rupture. Isn't that right? You better go on. Amen. God bless you. How do you do, lady? You have a little baby there, I see. Little girl. Very sick. Do you believe it? I put that servant. You believe it? God is willing to make that baby well. Now, I can't talk very well. So I have to see a vision. And through that, if God will reveal baby's condition, the cause of it, or the cure of it. If he knows what made it sick, he surely can know how to cure it, doesn't he? If he knows what has been, he knows what will be, doesn't he? I want to look at the shoes where I see the baby. Cursed be the devil that's done this. That baby has inherited a disease. It's been handed down, which is a social disease that's come into the baby and has caused this trouble. Isn't that the truth? That's what it is. You believe God will make it well? Bring it here to me. Lord, I lay hands upon this baby and know that it'll die sure if you don't help it. And if I lay my hands upon it and bless the little thing, I ask you to heal it. May your spirit come upon it. And may the power of God overshadow the baby. And may the light of God shine into its life. This it cannot help. And may it live as I bless it in the name of Jesus Christ for its healing. For your glory, Lord, I ask. So have faith. Be nervous. All right. What are you doing here? What are you? God bless you. I believe the baby's going to get well. That medical science can't find, God knows. You believe that? Only they may know the baby was afflicted, but before it could be afflicted, it had to have something to cause it. God, who is sovereign, knows all things. All right, come, sir. It was your concern with the baby. I see that light hanging over you. See? I have blessed the baby in the name of Christ. Your two sisters, believe it. Both of you, brethren, you believe the same thing with all your heart. And God's going to let the baby get well. You'll see it. The blessing of God is on it. Within the next 72 hours, you'll see such a change in that baby. It'll be miraculous. Sir, you believe me? I'm just your brother. But he who is talking at this platform is your Lord. I see a table coming between us. Now the table is removing and you're going from it. But there's something. It's a stomach. An ulcer in the stomach. Is that true? And there seems to be a strange thing about you. Just a moment. I see you're kneeling praying with your hands up in the air about something to get well. No, it's not. It's to receive the Holy Ghost. That's what you're seeking for. Isn't that right? Come here. God, may you receive it in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen, Heavenly Father. That he will receive it and be healed. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, brother. Be healed and receive the Holy Ghost. Everyone, if you will. But she will be there, sir. Do you believe to be God's prophet? If God will speak to me, what's wrong with you except your name? Stand up on your feet just a minute. There's a lot of spirit there. Look at the way he's God's servant. You're something with TB. Isn't that right? You're a hero. Jesus Christ, that you are. Have faith in God. Just believe. You don't have to be up here. You have to have faith in God. You don't need to be up here. Just believe. Just believe. Oh, Benjamin, baby. You believe me to be God's servant? Are we strangers? We are. You saw me 8 years ago when I was here. God bless you. You must be a nurse. You'd wear white clothes and white shoes, white stockings. You wait on sick people. And you have a nervous condition that's bothering you, a diabetic condition. Isn't that true? Come here. Are those things true?
That's true.
If God could heal you in the other meeting of something else, can he heal you now, this?
Yes, he can.
Just bow your hands. All right, I can. I lay my hands up on this woman. Knowing it right now, you're standing here. And I pray that the power of God that raised Jesus from the grave grant her healing just now. I rebuke the sickness. Ask for her healing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. My good sister, go on your little rejoicing, thanking God. You will get all right. God bless you. That's it. Thanks be to God. If you want a dead person, let every head be bowed. Lord, be merciful. Grant, Lord, the healing of this person who comes humbly to you. May the power of God strike her body and make her completely whole. Grant it, Lord. Satan did this evil. I claim victory over him. In Jesus Christ's name, may it come out. How long have you been?
Seven years.
And you even know it. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear all that time.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, yes.
Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
You're healed. This is a dead ear that was on. Say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
You're an eye walk. You had an old trouble been bothering the other eye.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
I just think that's what was spurring your faith. That's gone too now. You go on your road rejoicing. Be well. You let him say amen. He's marvelous. Sister Woods, There is I again. I don't know what's wrong with you. Why not now, Sister Woods? Accept it now, believing all your heart. How your faith will pull it there. Your bad, sir. I wish treasures. I don't know you. But God knows you. I won't ask the congregation. Vengeance have a weapon. Spirit of God, that's what I'm doing. When we have a day or so, one vision, the people straighten out of his head for certain days, you know that. God knows this man. I don't. We're total strangers. The God of all the enemies all about me. And if I've testified the truth, that Jesus Christ was standing there, he could tell me what's wrong with him. Tell me why he isn't healed. But as far as we know, Jesus is already dead. When God had told me, man's faith. And that's why he should, is to get more faith. To believe God. Hallelujah. Listen to me, sir. The reason I say that, the very reason I want you to understand. Elijah said to Jehoshaphat, to the rest of them, if it wasn't me, I respected Jehoshaphat, I wouldn't even look at you. Peter and John said, look on us. In other words, it's to attract attention. Now, if God can help you by revealing what's wrong with you, whatever the Lord wants to, not to it, will you accept Jesus as your Lord? Now the man's going away from me. I see a house. Why? It's a stomach trouble. A stomach condition. It's in the man. Ulcerate stomach. Calls from a nervous condition. It's come way back. Is that the truth, sir? That's the truth. Would you raise your hand? Now, if God knows whatever it said, that's the truth, isn't it? I don't know you. I thought you told me that last night. But you may say that you were going back to where he started or something else. Well, talk to the person. What happens? You believe that? Does anyone else believe that? Let me talk to the man just a little. Just keep looking this way. Really, with all your heart. Now, where was the vision? What was it? What was it? Something in the mid section here. Something about evil or something about a mistake or something. Now, you're aware that something's going wrong, isn't it? And I want to hurt you. Have you seen the picture of that angel of the Lord? They had him here Solomon's night. That's what that is only now. You're a man, I'm a man. We're both here as Christians trying to help one another. I'm trying to help you to receive Jesus as your healer. Now, I see a woman. It's your wife. And she's holding her side. There's something wrong. You got a little girl. The little girl's got a stomach trouble too. A little girl, 3 or 4 years old. And she's me. Is that the truth?
Yes.
You believe me to be his prophet?
Yes.
Well, put your hands on your wife and baby. You'll eat what you want to. Jesus Christ. Bless you. Bless you. deeply brain. All you have is God without vision. Or will just show me which one was it you said you're eating. You have heart trouble for one thing, and you got a female disorder for another thing. There's a long time. The Bible God hands you in, accept your aid, then go off the platform rejoicing. Say, thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless you. Come. The woman standing before me, she was a man of nervousness. It's a man of nervousness. You're always upset. The devil's trying to tell you to cross a separating line. Not to just get so tore up. You're especially running after a woman. Isn't that right? You get mad at nervous. You're tired real quick. You have to sit down. That's enough. Yes, that's right. It's a nervousness killer. You believe God gave you authority? If he can make the veil of the sea, you believe he can cast that away from you? Almighty God, I hold her hands. She's your child, my sister. Have mercy on her. Satan, come out of her. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave the woman. Will you do as I tell you to do? Go out and you're just singing and rejoicing and happy. Think nothing about it. It's gone from you. You're going to be well. Do you believe? Reverend, if you can, just a minute. It's very difficult. You understand. You're ready for surgery. You got a tumor. You believe God can't prevent the surgery? You believe that what's in His hand? It is. Just go on your road and thank God for your healing. Come, sir. Female trouble. strength. You're about to have it. God bless you. You believe as you can. You've got to believe that Jesus Christ is there. He knows where he is, Abraham. It's a blood connection. A sea of blood. Dropping down. It's that bliss. Is that right? You believe God healed? You believe God was filled with His goodness and Holy Spirit? And you did? Don't receive both of them in Jesus Christ. Thank you. God bless you, because you believe that you will come back to God. Indeed. God bless you. I say thanks be to God. You believe? Love you, Lord. she is? She's got hay fever. Is that right? Well, Jesus Christ makes you whole, honey. God bless you. Aren't you the mother of her? Is that right? Heart? Kidney trouble. Is that right? Heart trouble and kidney trouble. Christ makes you whole too, so you will only be happy. God bless you. Have faith in God. I challenge any of you to believe. That spirit was pulling you. Excuse me, I'm not mixed up, but where was that little girl? Was it here? Is she? Where is it? Yes, that's all right. All right, just a moment. That demon's disturbed. It's calling, screaming for help from others. Dear Reverend, looks like you can see that. See it moving here? The light. Lady, you're sitting there praying. You have sinus trouble, don't you? Both of you. The two. One next to you also. Yes, sir. Go home now and get well. Jesus Christ heals you. God bless you. He's standing with that other lady. Yours is a colon trouble. In the colon, is that right? You accept your healing? Makes you well. Go home and be well. Come, lady. As you're coming, do you believe? With all your heart? You believe me to be a servant? With all your heart? Come here just a minute. I've had some bit of fire that have eased you. You've had a lot of trouble in recently too. I see a dark streak going with you, following you. There's always been something wrong. You're a temperamental person. You're always building bridges you never cross, taking other people's troubles. Is that true? Yes, ma'am. I'm not running your mind, but your life you couldn't hide. Neither can anything else in here. One of your greatest physical defects now is the stomach trouble. You can't eat because your stomach's drawing up like that all the time from a nervous condition. Cause you have peptic ulcer. And when you belch up your food, it makes your teeth feel edgy like that. You thought it was gallstone, but it isn't. It isn't gallstone. It's acid out of the stomach. How many of you have stomach trouble? Stand here, if you might not be healed with this woman. God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Son, as your poor unworthy servant, I rebuke every devil power that's a hold in these people. May every one of these demons now who's pulling out here, may they come out of the people. I rebuke them. That they leave these people, may they go eat and be happy. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask this blessing. Amen. God bless you. Every one of you. Go eat what you want to. You too. You're healed now. Go and be happy. I tell you, Christians, I just don't know which way. The whole thing looks milky to me out there. It's your faith. It's your faith that's doing it. If you believe me to be his servant, do what I tell you to do. except for healing right now. There's not a one of you here, no matter what's wrong with you. If you'll raise and believe on God's Son right now for your healing, you can have it right now. Surely I tell the truth. God's vindicating it's the truth. Do you believe? Then let's everyone stand to our feet. No matter what's wrong with you, get up anyhow. Lord, I now ask you to heal every one of these people. May your Spirit move over them, rebuking every devil. And may they be healed just now, every one of them. May sickness leave and the power of God take its place through Jesus Christ's name.